انشاءاللہ مختصر تسالیس ہوگا. بی بریف شارٹ لیسن آف حدیث پارٹیسپیٹ انشاءاللہ بینیفیشل. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم ما بعد. Last week we commenced this chapter, باب حسن الخلق, a chapter of good اخلاق. پچھلے ہفتے ہم نے جو یہ باب شروع کی ہے, یہ chapter امام نووی رحمۃ اللہ علیہ نے اچھے اخلاق کے سلسلے میں لایا, اچھے اخلاق انسان اپنے اندر پیدا کرے. And he mentioned a few ayat of the Quran that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. Indeed you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, are upon the highest level of akhlaq, best of akhlaq, greatest of akhlaq. Allah ta'ala ka pak irshad hai Quran Majeed ke andar, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ke mutalliq, ke bila shubha aap, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, akhlaq ke sab se buland aur unche kirdar par ho. وعن أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه قال كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أحسن الناس خلقا متفق عليه. سيدنا أنس بن مالك رضي الله تعالى عنه روایت فرماتے ہیں کہ رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لوگوں میں سے سب سے بہتر اور اچھے اخلاق رکھنے والے تھے. سيدنا أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه narrates that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم was the best of people in terms of اخلاق. Character. Character and manners are two different things. Sometimes good akhlaq is translated into good manners. Manners is different. Manners is etiquette, you know. Manners in Arabic we can probably call adab, adab. You know, an etiquette of doing something, the best way to do something, you know. If someone does me a favor, say thank you, excuse me, bless you. English do this, you know, in non- Islamic values, they have it as well. Excuse me, bless you, pardon me. They call this good manners. So there's a difference between good akhlaq and good manners. Manners are adab, makes someone happy. Akhlaq are to do with the heart. Where in the heart, genuinely, a person has, first of all, tawadu. They regard themselves to be lower or worse than the person who is in front of them. Whoever they are speaking to, they think that that person is better than them. Generosity, it's in the heart. They actually want to spend. And the root of generosity is in believing that whatever I have, Allah Ta'ala gave it. So if I use it, it's not lost, it will always come back. That's the root of generosity. Generosity is not in spending just because I have it, so I can please the person in front of me, and I don't even think about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is not sakhawat. Sakhawat, generosity or jood, Urdu mein kehte sakhawat, is when you spend knowing that Allah ne mujhe di hai, agar main sab kuch kisi dusre shakhs par sarf kar lun, kharch kar lun, Allah ta'ala mujhe isse zyada denge. This is the reality of generosity. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would give, and when he would have nothing left to give, he would borrow and he would give. And Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu once saw, he said, Ya Rasulullah, why are you doing this? You don't have anything. Someone's come to ask me for something. I mean, normally we say, I don't have anything to give, I'm sorry. I've got no change, sorry. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the person next to him, can I borrow something from you? He gave some money to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave that to the beggar. So that became a debt on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu said, Ya Rasulullah, why are you doing this? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's face became red. He became upset when he heard Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu say this. And another Sahabi was sitting there, Sayyidina Sa'ad bin Mu'adh radiallahu anhu. He said, Ya Rasulullah, anfiq wa la takhsha min dhil arsh taqleela. Spend, O Prophet of Allah, and don't fear that dhul arsh, the owner of the arsh, the possessor of the arsh, Allah is going to give you less. Spend and know that Allah will keep giving you more. So he said this, and Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made him happy, and he smiled, and he said, "Hakadha umirtu." This is what I have been instructed to do. Okay, give, 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 give. And when you give, don't look at your pockets, but look at Allah's khazana. That is not me. Even if I have £5, £10, it's not mine. Allah gave it. If I have £100, £1,000, £1,000,000, Allah gave it. So if I spend for the sake of Allah, it will come back to me. And what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يُقْرِضُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا فَيُضَاعِفَهُ لَهُ أَضْعَافًا كَثِيرًا. Who is there that will give Allah a loan? So Allah will pay you back many, many, many times more. More you spend, more you get. More you spend, more you get. This is the recipe of having more. Give more, you will get more. This is a Quranic recipe. So this is the reality of good akhlaq. It's in the heart. That the heart understands yaqeen, tawakkul on Allah, reliance on Allah, fear in Allah, hope in Allah's mercy, awareness, muraqabah, awareness of Allah. Allah is always in, Allah is always watching. When I deal with another person, forgiving them because Allah is watching, I want Allah to forgive me. It's all to do with the heart of the person. It doesn't necessarily have to mean table manners, please and thank you, this and that. This can be part of it, adab, and we will see here as well. وَعَنْهُ قَالْ. So Sayyidina Anas radiallahu anhu actually mentions this hadith, and there's extra wording to this hadith that Sayyidina Anas radiallahu anhu says, وَكَانَ لِي أَخٌ يُقَالُ لَهُ أَبُو عُمَيْرٍ. Sayyidina Anas radiallahu anhu says, I had a young brother, his name was Abu Umair. Abu Umair. فَكَانَ إِذَا جَاءَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ فَرَآهُ قَالَ أَبَا عُمَيْرٍ مَا فَعَلَ النُّغَيْرِ قَالَ فَكَانَ يَلْعَبُ بِهِ. Sayyidina Anas was a child. He was, when he went into the khidmah, the service of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was 9 years old. 9 years old. He had a young brother called Abu Umair. Imagine how old Abu Umair would be. 5, 6. Small child. Whenever the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would see Abu Umair, he would say, Ya Aba Umair, ma fa'ala nughayr. And then like poetry, to make him smile. They say nughayr was a small bird that Abu Umair used to have. And he passed away. Later on he passed away. But he would play. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he would see the child, it's like if I see a child has a favorite toy, favorite pet. So I know that thing is so beloved to the child. When I speak to the child, I say, oh, how is your toy? How is... As an adult, I don't need to remember his toy. It's a child's toy. But it's to show that the Prophet ﷺ, not only would he give his full attention to the adults, he would also give it to the children. So when he would come to our house, not only would he inquire about my father, my mother, he would speak to my young brother child and he would say, how is your little bird? And then he says, فَكَانَ يَلْعَبُ بِهِ. And then the Prophet ﷺ would play with him. He would play with my little brother. Remember, Rasulullah ﷺ is Nabi of Allah. He's a leader of Medina Munawwara. He has got so many important matters to attend to. However, even his attention and his tawajjuh and his akhlaq, his character was to such a level that even a small child, he would feel that child has a responsibility. I need to give this child my attention. As I say, Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu anhu says that مَا رَأَيْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ إِلَّا تَبَسَّمَ فِي وَجْهِ. I never ever saw Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم except that he smiled at me. मैंने कभी भी नबी अकरम सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम की ज़ियारत नहीं की, मगर नबी अकरम सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम ने मुझे देख के मुस्कुराया. Meaning whenever, in the worst of times and the best of times, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would always greet me with a smile. See, I never saw him except that he would smile at me straight away to make me feel comfortable. This was Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's akhlaq. وعنه قال ما مسست ديباجا ولا حريرا ألين من كف رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا شممت رائحة قط أطيب من رائحة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ولقد خدمت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم 10 سنين فما قال لي قط أف ولا قال لي شيء فعلته لما فعلته ولا لشيء لم أفعله ألا فعلت كذا أو هل فعلت كذا متفق عليه. Also another hadith, Sayyidina Anas, remember Anas is a child. The best person to understand how a person is a child. Because in front of children, we let our guard down. In front of adults, oh, he's watching me, you know. What's he going to think if I say this? What's he going to think if I do this? So we know an adult is judging me. Child, we don't give them much attention. It's normal, isn't it? He's just a child, yeah. I'm not going to stop, he's just a child. It doesn't matter. Nothing to worry about. Sayyidina Anas radiallahu anhu, from the age of 9 till the age of 19, 10 years, he would stay with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do his service. Any tasks that was needed, errand, because he could go into the homes of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Azwaj al-Mutahharat, his beloved wives, Sayyidina Anas would go. So he saw him from a very close distance. And subhanAllah, he has beautiful ahadith where he talks about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's kindness, manners, akhlaq. And as a child, these impressions are left on the heart even more. Who was so kind to me, so sweet to me, so loving to me? Sayyidina Anas would say the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And subhanAllah, he narrates this hadith, and I'll mention, he's not brought it here, Imam Nawawi rahimahullah, but I'll mention it anyway. Sayyidina Anas radiallahu anhu says, مَا مَسِسْتُ دِيبَاجًا, I have never touched any silk, وَلَا حَرِيرًا, دِيبَاج, thick silk, moti resham, and harir, patli resham, thin silk. I have never touched any thick silk or any thin silk which was softer than the palm of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His palm was so soft to the touch. وَلَا شَمَمْتُ رَائِحَةً قَطُّ, and I never smelt anything أَطْيَبًا, more pleasant, more sweet, more nicer than the smell of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His natural body odor was so sweet and so nice, it was like perfume. And subhanAllah, we see this. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the highest level. You know, nobody can get to the level of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Well, many of the scholars who pass away, many pious people who pass away, we see smell, you know, perfume emanating from their graves. People would say, Imam al-Bukhari rahimahullah, when he passed away, people were taking chunks of soil, you know, from his grave, and they would leave it in their homes, and for many, many months there would be fragrance coming from that soil. And many pious awliya like this. A natural fragrance that would come from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sleeping, and the same Anas radiallahu anhu, his mum's name was Ummu Sulaym. Ummu Sulaym radiallahu anha. So Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very close to that family. So once he was taking qaylula, midday siesta nap, in the house of Ummu Sulaym radiallahu anha, and he wakes up and he sees Ummu Sulaym with a little bottle near the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's face with a small bottle. He says, Ya Ummu Sulaym, what are you doing? She said, O Prophet of Allah, we take your perspiration, your sweat, and we mix it with our perfumes to make them the best perfumes of Medina. I said, I caught you doing this. This was the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's natural perspiration. Sweat had such a beautiful odor. So Sayyidina Anas radiallahu anhu says, I never smelled any fragrance more beautiful than the natural body odor of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And subhanAllah, yet the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would still love to apply perfume. And the ulama say this, perfume, and especially trying to stick and stay with the perfumes which are from the sunnah, the natural, you know, the oud, ambar, musk, rose, and these natural perfumes which are there is extremely beneficial for a person. It's like, look, everything has something of ladha, everything has something which is pleasurable. For the tongue, pleasurable, nice food. The tongue enjoys it. Ears enjoy listening to nice sounds. Even when you listen to tilawah of Quran, someone whose tilawah is very nice. So even in the hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves listening to the most is a Nabi who is reciting in a melodious tune. Melodious tune. So even in tilawah of Quran, if someone is reading in a simple manner and someone is reading in a melodious manner, it's different. You know, there's a difference that the ears take pleasure. That's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned even with the eyes that you should look at khudr, khudrawat, or green things. Why? Because even greenery is beneficial for the eyes. It gives the eyes pleasure. Nature, looking at things, natural things. So similarly, the nose gets pleasure and happiness when a person smells nice things. And what it does, when all your senses are happy, it makes a person's mind happy and it makes a person focused on ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was constantly in mulaqat, meetings with the angels, Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam is coming, giving him revelation and going, constantly in munajat with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, private communion, sargoshi with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would love to stay always, you know, perfumed. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, one of the three things that he mentioned is most beloved to me in this world is perfume. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to apply perfume. Although he had natural perfume, but he would also apply perfume. وَلَقَدْ خَدَمْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ عَشْرَ سِنِينَ, and I served the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for 10 years. I did his khidmah for 10 years. فَمَا قَالَ لِي قَطُّ أُفٍّ, The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam never said uff to me. Uff, what is uff? He mentions in my hashiya here, sawtun dalun ala tadajjur, a word which is used to rebuke someone. Oi! And it's in English. Oi! It's a word to say, just one word used to rebuke someone, tell someone off. So in Arabic, Sayyidina Anas radiallahu anhu is saying, uff. 10 years I served him, he never even scolded me, told me off, not even used something like, oi, and you know, a small thing that we can use easily. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam never showed any sign of anger towards me. وَلَا قَالَ لِشَيْءٍ فَعَلْتُهُ لِمَ فَعَلْتَ. He never said about anything that I did, that why did you do this? Why did you do this? وَلَا لِشَيْءٍ لَمْ أَفْعَلْهُ. And he never said about something I didn't do, أَلَّا فَعَلْتَ كَذَا. Why did you not do this? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kabhi nahi farmaya, kabhi ye kyu kiya? Ya is tarah bhi nahi farmaya, ye kyu nahi kiya? Kabhi bhi Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ne mujhe is tarah danta nahi. And the hadith is long. And he goes on to mention that once the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent me on a task, said, go and do this task for me, it was urgent. And I was a child, I went, I saw my friends playing, I started watching them play. So I was spending ages watching them play. I forgot about the task that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent me on. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then all of a sudden I feel someone's lightly doing this to my ear. I turn around and it's the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he says, Ya Anas, O Anas. And I remembered and I quickly went and I did the task. And sometimes the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one of his wives would say, Anas, why did you do this? Anas, why did you do that? Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would say, don't say anything to him. Because anything that happens or anything that doesn't happen is the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't blame the child. It's Allah's plan which was to happen. So this is how, so it all goes back to that, like I was saying, akhlaq goes back to that certainty, yaqeen in Allah ta'ala. Nothing is going to happen in my life except however Allah has planned it. So why am I going to tell this bichara off? And why am I going to hurt this person? And why am I going to get so angry with this person? It was Allah's plan, whatever happened. The person is calm and relaxed. If Allah didn't write it, it wouldn't happen. That's why we're taught, "Ma sha Allahu fa'al." Ma sha Allahu fa'al. That you know, whatever Allah wills will happen. Straight away, a person should say this whenever anything happens. And then, right at the end of the hadith, Sayyidina Anas is mentioning to his close student Thabit al-Bunani, rahimahullah, and then he says, "My greatest wish is, O Thabit." My greatest desire, and he starts to cry, he says, my greatest desire is that I go on the day of Qiyamah and I meet the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and I know he will be busy with very important people. He will be with the Anbiya. He will be with the leading Sahaba. I was just a child. I wish I will go to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and say, Ya Rasulullah, Khuwaydimuka Anas. In Arabic, Khuwaydim, Khadim means Khadim helper. Khuwaydim means small helper. Ya Rasulullah, it's me, your small helper Anas. So this is what I want to say to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the day of Qiyamah, and I wish and I hope he will recognize me. Because Sayyidina Anas radiallahu anhu's deep love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And all because of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's kindness towards him. As a child, what more? A child doesn't know if you're a buzurg. A child doesn't know you're a wali of Allah, a saint of Allah, what your tilawah of Quran is like, and what your salah is like, and what this is like. A child doesn't understand any of that. A child just sees you as a person and says, this is a very nice person, very kind person, very good person. And Sayyidina Anas as a child radiallahu knew that there was no person who was nicer in the whole of Medina than Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was the most nicest person. The most, you know, I loved being with him more than I loved being with anybody else. As a child, he understood this. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وعن الصعب بن جثام رضي الله تعالى عنه قال أهديت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم حمارا وحشيا فرده علي فلما رأى ما في وجهه قال إنا لم نرده عليك إلا أنا حرم. متفق عليه. سيدنا الصعب بن جثام رضي الله عنه narrates that I once gifted the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم حمارا وحشيا, a wild donkey. I gave him a gift. It was a wild donkey. Himar and Rashi, wild donkey, meaning he was untamed. It was untamed. It was still a gift. فَرَدَّهُ عَلَيْهِ. The Prophet ﷺ gave it back to me. He gave it back to me. So I didn't understand why he gave it back. So my face became upset. I became sad. And the Prophet ﷺ looked at my face. فَلَمَّا رَأَى مَا فِي وَجْهِ. When he looked at my face and he saw my face, he said, إِنَّا لَمْ نَرُدَّهُ عَلَيْكَ إِلَّا أَنَّا حُرُمٌ. The O Sa'ab, we have not returned it back to you except that we are in the state of ihram. When you're in the state of ihram, going for hajj, you're not allowed to accept gifts in the form of animals. And this is the reason why I return it back to you. So Imam Nawawi rahimahullah has brought this hadith here to show that Prophet ﷺ's character was to such a level, he could have been, you know, you're all, so many people are surrounding him. But he would look into the face of each person and notice. He looks upset. He looks sad. So first he gave it back. He thought the Sahabi would understand. He thought, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Sahabi would understand why the gift was returned. When he looked at the face and noticed the Sahabi did not understand, he said, look, look, we would have accepted your hadiah. I would have accepted your gift, but I'm in the state of ihram. I'm not able to accept your gift. So it shows the finer details. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so it's important sunnah. I look at someone's face and notice, is this person happy, is this person sad? MashaAllah, husband and wife, imagine if we could do this to each other. Sometimes, mashallah, unfortunately with the wives, you look at the face, it looks one way and then something else is going on. Yeah? We look at each other's face, okay, they're not happy. What's going on? Is everything okay? What? You know, this is a natural thing and it's part of good akhlaq. If you say, no, I'm going to do what I want to do, I don't care. No. I don't care. Why is it looking? Why are you looking so miserable? What's wrong with you? Not asking, is everything okay? Why, you know, why do you look so sad? It's a natural concern that the person should be happy. I should not leave a person when they are miserable, and I should not leave a person upset. I should consider inquire about that person, whoever they are. Sometimes the children, we teach children upstairs, mother and son, Abu Huraira is sitting in front of us. Many times we scolded him, scolded so many children. We have to, you know, do naughty things, and then sometimes look at the child's face, oh no, maybe I took it too far telling him off. So later I call the children to the office, are you okay? Okay, look, I did tell you off. I had to, because look at what you did, it was very naughty. Make sure you don't do it. And I apologize. I've said it to a few children. I apologize if I maybe shouted at you too much. Not because of this, thinking that this has a huge impact on that child. If I hurt this child, then child's going to be put off deen. Child's going to be put off learning the Quran. Child's going to be put off learning the hadith. He's going to think, this is the person who teaches me, such a mean person. So this is how the Prophet ﷺ would look at people's face, realize, oh, the sadness. The person is not happy. And he would do whatever he could to cheer them up. I think inshallah we'll stop there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Are we all ready to practice upon these few hadith inshallah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all tawfiq. Subhanallah. Subhanallah.